Today we are in a much worse place than we were since we've last spoken, simply because every single day there is an increase in the number of people killed, among them women and children, and also UNRWA colleagues. We are at 99 colleagues, very sadly, who have been killed since the war began. It's a huge, huge number. I mean, this is the highest the UN has had to endure in any year, in any given time. And we, of course, continue to remember them and mourn them, and we are never going to be the same without them.
So, Juliet, I know this news is just breaking about this Israeli four-hour humanitarian pause in Gaza. So if that is true, would that make a difference?
Look, any respite for civilians is going to be welcome. What's important is that it really happens. Okay, so any respite is going to be welcome. However, it's not sustainable because what is needed right now is a humanitarian ceasefire for civilians to have protection wherever they are, wherever they are.
What can you tell us about this Paris International Conference on the Gaza civilians?
So UNRWA has had the honor to be invited to the Paris conference. Our Commissioner General has participated in the conference at the invitation of President Macron. He addressed the conference to call for a humanitarian ceasefire and to expand the humanitarian operation across the Gaza Strip so that we're able to bring in more supplies. We're running out of supplies for a simple reason, because we're not able to replenish the supplies and because the number of trucks that continues to be allowed is very, very small. And we're also running out of fuel, which is absolutely critical for our operation. Now, if we don't get fuel, we are going to have to take some very tough decisions that have to do with a significant reduction of our operation. And at some point, if the situation continues like it is right now, UNRWA may not be able to continue its humanitarian operation across the Gaza Strip, knowing that we are the largest humanitarian operator.
Has there been any change in terms of the number of humanitarian materials or trucks coming into Gaza since we last talked?
Right. We've seen a slight increase, but we're not at where it should be. Because you see, before the war began, Gaza used to get 500 trucks of commercial material and humanitarian aid and fuel. Okay. Now we are at 6-10%, if you wish, of what Gaza used to get on a daily basis. So that gives you an idea that what's coming in is by far not enough. Also, this was before the war. Now the needs are much, much graver, and the humanitarian conditions are very, very bad. And so we probably need even more trucks than what Gaza used to get before. Now the private sector is almost crumbling. The shops are almost empty. So it's a very different situation. So no, it's not enough.
Juliet, thank you so much again. Always nice to talk with you.
Thanks, James. Thank you very much.